This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Laser heat treatment shows promise in preventing age-related blindness. A groundbreaking experimental treatment using precisely controlled heat could prevent vision loss in millions of people with dry age-related macular degeneration, AMD, according to new research from Finland. The technique represents the first potential intervention for the dry form of AMD, which accounts for 90% of all AMD cases and currently has no effective treatment options. 196 million people worldwide affected by age-related macular degeneration. Global impact of age-related macular degeneration. Leading causes of vision impairment in adults over 50. Millions affected, dry AMD, geographic atrophy, 90% wet AMD, neovascular, 10%. Treatment options available, 10%. Source, WHO Global Vision Database, 2025. Georgian Medical Journal News. Breakthrough in heat-based therapy. Researchers at Aalto University have developed a novel approach using near-infrared light to deliver controlled heat therapy to retinal cells. The treatment works by activating cellular quality control mechanisms that clear out damaged proteins and cellular debris before they accumulate to vision-threatening levels. The technique addresses a fundamental problem in dry AMD, where retinal pigment epithelium, RPE cells, gradually lose their ability to maintain the photoreceptors responsible for central vision. Unlike current approaches that attempt to treat damage after it occurs, this method aims to prevent the cellular breakdown entirely. Early laboratory studies demonstrate that the heat therapy can stimulate autophagy, the cell's natural cleaning process, without causing thermal damage to surrounding tissue. This represents a significant advancement for patients with dry AMD who previously had no treatment options to slow disease progression. Precision temperature control, critical for success. The success of the treatment depends on achieving precise temperature control within a narrow therapeutic window. According to the Journal of Biomedical Optics Research, temperatures must be maintained between 43 to 45 degrees Celsius for optimal cellular response without tissue damage. The near-infrared laser system delivers energy at 810 nanometers, a wavelength that penetrates effectively through the eye's transparent structures while being absorbed specifically by the RPE layer. This targeted approach minimizes heat exposure to other retinal layers and reduces the risk of complications. Current clinical protocols under development involve multiple short treatment sessions, each lasting less than 1 minute, with careful monitoring using real-time temperature feedback systems. This approach allows physicians to deliver therapeutic doses while maintaining safety margins. Addressing unmet medical need. Age-related macular degeneration affects approximately 196 million people globally, with dry AMD representing the vast majority of cases. The condition progresses slowly over years, with patients experiencing gradual loss of central vision that impacts reading, driving, and facial recognition. While wet AMD has established treatments, including anti-VEGF injections, dry AMD patients have faced a significant treatment gap. Recent FDA approvals of complement inhibitors provide some options, but their effectiveness remains limited and treatment burden is substantial. The heat therapy approach could potentially be delivered as an outpatient procedure, requiring minimal recovery time and offering a less invasive alternative to current experimental treatments. Research teams are now planning human clinical trials to evaluate both safety and efficacy in real-world patient populations. Clinical translation and future prospects. The transition from laboratory studies to clinical application requires careful validation of treatment protocols and safety parameters. Researchers must establish optimal timing for intervention, determine patient selection criteria, and develop standardized delivery methods. Early intervention appears crucial, as the treatment is most effective when RPE cells retain some functional capacity. This timing consideration may require new screening approaches to identify patients in the earliest stages of dry AMD progression. Regulatory pathways for the device-based therapy may differ from traditional pharmaceutical approaches, potentially accelerating development timelines. The The FDA's medical device approval process could provide a more direct route to clinical availability compared to drug development. The heat therapy successfully activated cellular cleaning mechanisms in 85% of treated retinal tissue samples with no detectable thermal damage at the optimized temperature range. Dr. Risto Millila, lead researcher, Aalto University, Journal of Biomedical Optics, 2026. Key takeaways. New heat therapy targets dry AMD prevention rather than treatment after damage occurs. Near-infrared laser delivers controlled temperature elevation to activate cellular repair mechanisms. Technique could address treatment gap for 90% of AMD patients who have dry form of disease. Clinical trials needed to validate safety and efficacy in human patients. Frequently asked questions. How does heat therapy prevent vision loss in AMD? The controlled heat activates autophagy, the cell's natural cleaning process that removes damaged proteins and debris. This prevents the cellular breakdown that leads to vision loss in dry AMD. Is the laser treatment safe for the eye? Laboratory studies show the technique causes no thermal damage when temperatures are precisely controlled between 43 to 45 degrees Celsius. However, human clinical trials are needed to fully establish safety profiles. When might this treatment become available to patients? Clinical trials must first validate the approach in humans. If successful, the device-based therapy could potentially reach patients faster than traditional drug development timelines. The development of heat-based therapy for dry AMD represents a paradigm shift toward prevention-focused interventions in retinal disease. As clinical translation advances, this approach could finally provide hope for millions of patients facing progressive vision loss. Success in human trials would mark a historic breakthrough for a condition that has long lacked effective treatment options. Source: New laser heat treatment could stop blindness before it starts.